Welcome to BluePower.com. My name is John Reese, and today we got a great show for you. Got Mr. Sean Jones here. He's come all the way from down south to visit us here at Blue Power. Sean's got a new album out that is an absolute killer. It's called All in Good Time, and we're going to learn all about Mr. Sean Jones in just one second. Good Time, Mr. Sean Jones. One hell of a new album, man. To sing kicks and kicks. Welcome to Blue Power, Sean.
Hey, thank you, John. Thank you.
Glad to have you, my brother.
It's good to be had.
Everybody running from something. Try to find a way to kill the pain. Just when you think you're out from under, always winds up finding you again. Been leaving a world of hurt behind me. Never thought about the damage I might have done. Too many tears to remind me. Now I'm running out of time to run. Running out of reasons. Running out of love.
Running Out of Time to Run, Mr. Sean Jones. Welcome to Blue Power, Sean.
Thank you, John.
Really glad that you took the trek. Where did you come from, by the way, exactly?
I came from out in Redlands today.
Redlands. How far away is that?
It's about an hour and 15-minute drive from here, kind of out in what they call the Badlands.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right below Lake Arrowhead in the mountains down there. It's actually quite beautiful during this time of year.
Redlands, right?
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I thought Redlands was up by San Francisco.
Redding.
That's Redding.
Everybody mistakes. It's all right. You're not the first.
Well, it's okay. When did you release this CD?
Well, it was about August of last year when we first put it out, and did a little UK tour following, and hit the BBC in Belfast and so forth.
Yeah.
Actually, I've never really done a full release date out here in America, but we did a little bit of a push in the UK, so we're fueling up for that right now.
Who do you have a distributor there? In the UK?
No, it's all over the internet, and actually talking to some folks right now about picking up. They seem to be pretty impressed with it over there, and talking to people over at Proper Music, and it's looking pretty good. So we'll see.
Excellent.
We'll see.
You got to watch them. That's long distance.
That is.
That's an international lawsuit. That's.
Yeah, but they speak my language, so
excellent.
They can, you know.
Excellent. You know, it's very funny because Sean and I were talking earlier outside and found that we had a whole bunch of mutual friends.
That's amazing.
And one of them, you know, I have in a picture that I look at every day when I come in here to work. Of Michael Smotherman, who I knew as Bucky Smotherman.
What an amazing talent.
Yeah.
You know?
And he lives in Nashville, right?
He lives in Nashville, and he's a fabulous songwriter and just a great lyrical, just well of information.
Yeah.
And his twists on lyric are amazing. And a great keyboard player, too. He did all the Hammond work on this record.
Yeah, he is a good keyboard player.
Amazing.
And I've forgotten who he was playing for up here. I should, you know, I'll have to ask him. Of course, he probably won't remember me from Adam's House.
He remembers everybody. That's
really?
The thing about Smotherman, yeah. I'll bring up a name because this has happened once before. And it just, he remembers all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's amazing. I don't remember stuff like he does, that's for sure. Yeah, he's a smart guy.
And another guy you brought up was Kim Fowley. and that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Talk about spontaneous.
I know. I've spent many hours, insane hours with Kim Fowley in the studio.
It's the only kind of hours to spend with Kim.
Right, and David Carr.
Oh, yeah.
From The Fortunes.
Yeah.
I mean, which is one of the great British vocal groups of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's
got to give me his number.
I've got it. I've got it right here. That's great.
So, you know, Sean's sitting here with his guitar and his slide out and everything. So I'm going to ask him to play a song. What's it going to be, man?
Well, this song actually was on a CD I did a few years ago, and I'm getting ready to cut a new CD, and this time I think I'll probably record it the way I really want to record it.
Okay, good.
And it's a song that I wrote when I was working with Waylon Jennings, and it was Waylon's favorite song of mine, and it was kind of inspired musically by his approach. He was a country blues guy. You know, if you really know Waylon's music, he was way off into the blues, but, you know, in his own country kind of way. And this song kind of draws from that area, so
excellent.
To speak. So I'll give it to you.
All right.
There's a storm that's brewing, it's blowing on into town. My eyes have seen the darkness, but my spirit's glory bound. Lord, my spirit's glory bound. The devil's got my number, but I ain't going down. There's a woman trying to tempt me. She's looking mighty fine. She's using everything she's got and drinking blood red wine.
long she's drinking blood red wine. Well, I can feel my soul burning. I don't think I'll cross that line. Days are getting shorter, and the end is drawing near. My body is getting restless, but my conscience is clear, yeah, yeah. Lord, my conscience is clear. The time is now for leaving. I think I'm gonna get on out of here. I'm gonna find me a driver, have him take me for a ride. I'm gonna head out on that highway with nothing but my pride, Lord. Ain't got nothing but my pride. And I won't be turning back, no, until I reach the other side. The other side. Yeah. On turning, and we're hanging upside down. It's gonna take a lot more than gravity to keep me hanging around, Lord. You can't keep me hanging around. Oh, no, no. Well, the night wind is a calling, and I believe I'm glory bound. Yeah, the night wind is a calling, Lord. I do believe I'm glory bound. I believe I'm glory bound. Got to believe I'm glory bound.
That call, Glory Bound.
It is.
Man, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, I was just sitting here listening to Sean play, thinking about how lucky I am, how the good Lord has blessed me to be surrounded by so many wonderfully talented and gifted people. It's sometimes so overwhelming for me, man. It just amazes me. But that's what I like to hear, just live. I mean, you know, playing a CD is one thing, and that you work on that in the studio. But when you sit and you play something live, everybody knows then.
And that's the big problem, it seems as though, with people that come to hear live musicians, and then they take their CD home.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, that's a really good CD, but it's not the same as when they perform live. And it's almost impossible, I think, unless you record somebody doing just like what I just did right now.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible to capture that exact translation when you're doing a record.
That's right.
You know, I still call it a record.
That's what's so remarkable about playing live. I mean, it's just, it's an amazing thing. And thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to have some fun.
Absolutely.
Now, you were talking about Heaven's Daughter. Did you say Becca Bramlett? Is she singing on this?
She sings on two-thirds of this record. I was blessed enough to have to meet her to begin with.
Is that Delaney and Bonnie's daughter?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she sings on the road with Faith Hill right now.
Okay.
And sang with Vince Gill, and she lives in Nashville, and she's on all kinds of sessions. She actually did the guy who co-produced this record with me, David Z, who's an amazing talent. He discovered Johnny Lang, and she's the one that does that "Lie to Me" on the background of Johnny's first hit. You know, "Lie to Me," and she's amazing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, why don't we play that? Heaven's Dog.
Oh, I'd love that.
All right. Great. Let's do it.
For the future, hoping better times will come. Though the answers arrive before my eyes, some things are better left undone. It's all a mystery where I'm from, where I'm going, with just enough faith to carry on. And judging by the weather, I guess I'll never know day I'm dead and gone. Take me down to the river's edge. Wanna see my reflection in the water. Lay me down, rest my weary head in the arms of heaven's daughter. I do my traveling, and I find my peace of mind. Just me and that old highway, as we leave the rest behind. As the first ray of sunlight, oh, it shines across the land, makes me thank all of creation. Time that's still at hand. Won't you take me down to the river's end? When I see my reflection in the water, lay me down, rest my weary head in the arms of heaven's daughter. Oh, in the arms of heaven's daughter. Thank you.
Mr. Sean Jones, Heaven's Daughter. Man, it's tremendous.
Thank you.
Thanks. How long ago did you write that song?
I wrote that song. It was an incomplete song that sat in my files for about a year and a half. I wrote it about 3 years ago, and I played it at one of my little birthday gathering I had for myself at my house. A bunch of my friends were sitting around, and they said, play something new. I said, well, I don't know how new it is, but it's something that is not done. What do you think? And I played it for some friends in my acoustic. They're like, man, that song's done. There's no real bridge to that song. There is no bridge to that song. And it's a verse chorus thing with a guitar solo, and it kind of like the old school way they used to do it, you know, where you'd have guitar solos, you know, in popular music.
It was called a Jewish song, ABABAB.
Yeah.
So what they call them in the Brill Building, you got a Jewish song? What's that? ABABAB. That's it. No bridge.
Well, sometimes songs don't need bridges. If a song takes on a life of its own, if it works, don't fix it, as they say.
That's right.
And so my friends had to remind me when I was in my analytical songwriting mode that, you know, leave it alone. Let it do its thing. Let it breathe. Yeah. And when you go to record it, and, you know, by the time you get it produced the way you want it and everything, it'll be fine. And that's kind of what happened with that song. And it has something to say, regardless of your religion, of checking in with reality. You know, it was a song I wrote when I was coming home from a gig, actually, and the sun was coming up. And I, you know, basically put out the idea of what it's like to reflect on life when you're seeing a new day come in, and how thankful you are,
absolutely,
to be alive, and it's a reality check, so to speak, you know.
People ask me every day, how you doing? I say, I woke up.
That's right.
I'm real happy about that.
Boy, I'm telling you.
I woke up. Well, I tell you what. What should we play now? What would you like? What would you like to hear?
Well, we've done two. We've done one up and one kind of mid tempo. Let's give them a kick in the butt. How about I Can't Help Myself?
Can't Help Myself. That's cut number 4.
Yeah.
We're gonna put that on
right now. Sounds good to me. I can't help myself.
Can't help myself. Mr. Sean Jones, man, you can't help yourself. You know what? You
can't.
Just play your butt off,
I just
man.
Can't help myself. You know? I try, but then I finally gave up trying.
I know, man. This is a really, really great album, man.
Thank
I don't
you.
Think it's a bad cut in a whole bunch.
Oh, man, you know? Thanks a lot, John.
You said that David Z produced this
mm-hmm.
with you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And you did this in Nashville.
Yeah, I did the basics in Nashville. Then I went back. I was living in Laguna Beach, which is a beautiful place, to say the least. Living in a little cottage up on a hill, and I bought a pretty powerful little computer, and I sat down and just tried to keep in the mindset of the live stuff.
Yeah.
You know, of approaching it live, and I did approach it as live as possible on the overdubs, but got to stare at the ocean and lay down guitar tracks.
Yeah.
That didn't hurt my feelings.
No, no. Laguna Beach is a nice place.
It's a beauty.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I tell you what, let's put another one on here.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you say? Love's Gonna Find a Way?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a long song, but it's my anthem. I got a chance to play it in Iraq for the troops. I went over there.
Right. You mentioned that. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was asked to go over there. It was a variety group we took over, and there was a female singer. There was myself and my drummer from my group, and they flew us over to Kuwait, and then issued us all of our flak jackets and helmets and everything, and briefed us, and drove around the other side of the Kuwaiti airport, which is the military side, and we packed up in a C-130, five bands and three comedians. Flew us. It was a flight that takes about as long as from to LA to San Francisco, and we flew over Iraq, over into Baghdad, landed at the Baghdad airport, and I stayed in one of Saddam's palaces, which was very surreal and very strange, and I didn't sleep much, but it was a dream of mine to be able to play a healing song. You know, for the troops. That's unbiased. It's just a song about, you know, loving each other and looking after one another and your faith getting you through. And I got a chance to play this for the troops and have played it for other groups of folks. And it seems to be the anthem song. It's the lighter song where everybody lights the lighter,
and
puts it in
lighter,
the air,
right?
You know, and holds it up and waves it, or a candle.
Excellent.
Or something, you know.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's listen to Love's Gonna Find a Way.
So many trials, Lord, and dues I've got to pay. When I smile, helps me make it through the day. If I had only one prayer that I could pray, it would be to heal the brokenhearted, and then love would find a way. Let me tell you that love's gonna find a way. Love's gonna find a way. As sure as the sun is coming up today, love will find a way. It's a twist and turn and roll, made of sticks and stones. And buried down below are so many broken bones. There's a place I've been told where the streets are paved with gold. All you need is your soul, and you'll never grow. Let I tell you that love's gonna find a way. Love's gonna find a way. As sure as the sun is coming up today, love will find a way. Face my struggles and believe. When this world tries to get the best of me, I will believe. Oh, I will believe. Everybody got trouble. Lord knows I've got mine. So I try to keep it simple, yeah. Through these complicated times. 'Cause I've got faith. Of the strongest kind. He's gonna carry me through. And I know I'll be just fine. Oh yeah. Let me tell you that love's gonna find a way. Hear the people singing, love's gonna find a way. As sure as the sun is coming up today, love will find a way. It's gonna find a way. Let me tell you that love's gonna find a way. As sure as the sun is coming up today, love will find a way. Yeah, yeah.
This is B.B. King, and you're tuned to Blue Power, Internet's home of the blues.
Hanging out, and you wanna be friends.
when you mean love to me, girl. Come on now, baby, let's not pretend. So you need some time to get over him. Something tells me it might take a while. Baby, just take my hand. Maybe then you'll understand that life is too short for long goodbyes. One day you're up and the next you're down. You pull me closer, then you push me away. I'm getting weary of waiting around. And I was searching for the right words to say. Oh yeah. I know it's not easy to trust yourself again. It's always on your mind. Baby, just take my hand. Maybe then you'll understand that life is too short for long goodbyes. Baby, just set yourself free. Let it be what it will be. 'Cause life is too short for long goodbyes. Set yourself free. Let it be what it will be. 'Cause life is too short for long goodbyes.
My brothers and sisters, life is definitely too short for long goodbyes. Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Gospel, my friend.
Man, this is a great CD, Sean. It really is.
Thank
Marvelous
you.
Material, great playing. You have any gigs locally around here?
Yes, I do. I do a string of acoustic gigs at these places called Lucille's. They're blues barbecue joints.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun, and you can bring the whole family, the whole fam-damly, and get your grub on and listen to some blues, and I take my bass player in there, and we work together as a duo, take it down to the raw songs, you know, and play for folks. And I've moved a lot of CDs out of those places.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And it's funny when you take the corporate beast away from the eyes and ears of children and people, how they simply gravitate to real music.
Yeah.
You see the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old kids bopping their heads and grooving to blues and heartfelt music, you know, and it's not the corporate thing. It's just the real thing, you know?
That's a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing.
And hopefully music tastes will shift and change a bit after a while.
That's true. You know, internet's helping that a lot. It takes away the force-fed...
The clear channels.
Absolutely.
Clear Channel is definitely, I think they own, 1,400 stations in the United States?
85% of the airwaves are owned by them, from what I understand.
That's amazing. Yeah, amazing. So, and we are force-fed different types of music, the kind they want to sell.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. But I want to tell everybody the strange circumstance under which Sean came to Blue Power. I'm in the car business in the daytime, so that helps me pay the broadband expenses. Mm-hmm. My partner, Mr. Mark Sells, is very, very involved with the great Van Nuys Police Department. And he met this gentleman, a captain, in the Captain Marbury is his name, right?
Yes, it is.
Is an amazing man. And I guess the captain gave Mark your CD.
Yeah.
And Mark asked if I would listen to it to see what I thought. And I played it, and I liked it. Uh-huh. And Sean is here today, actually, via the Van Nuys Police Department.
Yes, I am.
And the good captain, and the police department in Van Nuys are absolutely amazing. I mean, they really have their hands full. And, they do a great job here in Van Nuys taking care of all of us. And
that's terrific.
The captain, I understand, is a very good friend of yours, because he told me you went to a party and played for them, and it just blew him away.
I played at Lucille's in Brea, California, the blues barbecue place, and Ron brought he and his family out to dinner.
Ah.
So it was his two kids and his wife, and they're sitting there eating barbecue, and I'm playing, and he was, I guess, knocked out. I was very thankful that he was, and we struck up. He bought my CDs, all the CDs I had, all three of them at the time, and he was really knocked out, and invited me over to his family's barbecue during the holidays. And I just got back from playing over in Europe.
Yeah.
He invited me over, and I played for his whole family. And he just took me in. And he is a very tenacious, God-fearing, heartfelt man. And his family's, they're all the same, very well-educated people, but can get right down and get greasy and have a little barbecue. And they're for real, you know.
I want to ask you now the truth. Hmm. Can he cook good barbecue?
Yes. It was amazing. It was an amazing barbecue meal, and I it was just awesome. The whole family, I mean, he knows good barbecue, and I'm glad that he thinks he knows good music, too, because that got me to meet you.
See? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is John Reese talking to Mr. Sean Jones here on BluePower.com. You got to check this man's CD out. It is a wonderful piece of work, and the title of it is called All in Good Time. Sean, what should we play next? What would you like to hear next?
Well,
out of this.
Before we go into the next song, I did want to say, though, for those of you that are listening over in the UK, I am going to be doing a tour. I've got two blues festivals in the north of Ireland, one down in the south. So check the website, www.seanjonesmusic.com, or go through Blue Power to find out. I'll be playing some scattered dates in England as well as down in Ireland. And then to answer your question, sorry for my little plug there.
It's okay.
But there's a song I wrote with a dear friend of mine out in Claremont, California. He was in the original Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and he was in Kaleidoscope, Led Zeppelin's favorite group.
Oh.
And he's a wonderful guy. His name's Chris Darrow, great songwriter. He and I wrote the song, and it's a song that is about the common thread of the other side of joy and tranquility is what the song is about, and it's called Temptation. Yes, there you go.
You're everywhere I turn. My heart will always burn for you. Temptation, the heat of first desire, like a moth drawn to the fire. Temptation, you came along like a whisper in the wind, but I wasn't strong. Now you've taken me again. Temptation, your beauty has caught my eye. Helplessly hypnotized by you. Temptation, cold chills running down my spine, flames of passion burning in my mind. Temptation, I try to resist the attraction of a stranger, but now that we've kissed, my poor heart is in danger. Temptation, I'm weak when you're in my sight. It's a feeling I just can't fight. Temptation, in the wind, but I wasn't strong. Now you've taken me again. You're everywhere I turn. My heart will always burn for you. Temptation, heat of first desire, like a moth drawn to the fire. Temptation, whoa, whoa, temptation, whoa, 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 temptation.
Mr. Sean Jones, Temptation. Man, we have all felt temptation, I believe.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, we were talking earlier. Sean started learning guitar from his dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I did.
And what was your dad's name?
His name was Danny Walden Jones. Big Dan.
Big Dan. What did he do for a living? What was his...
Everything.
Everything.
My dad came out here in 1945 to California. His mom, my grandmother, packed parachutes after the Second World War in San Bernardino, California. They came from Branson before it was built up.
I'll be darned.
And that's where they were from. And my father did everything. Got kicked out of high school for being a rebel. Went in the service. And put in his time there, got out, opened a bar in the worst part of town, and was his own bouncer and also his own entertainment. And then he started a fast-pitch softball team, and they were the number one fast-pitch softball team in Southern California. I was the bat boy as a kid.
Wow.
And, yeah, my pop played all the great old country songs and Hank Williams and all that stuff. And he was a big Waylon and Willie fan. And later on in life, I got to be the vehicle to introduce my father to Waylon, which...
He must have loved that.
Oh, that was amazing. My dad and Waylon were like two peas in the pod when they got together. It was like looking at... They were like mirror images almost of each other, you know?
Oh, man. It was funny because I was looking in the liner notes of your CD.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of you in the back, and you said you were like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And you're playing a Lyle guitar.
Yeah.
And I had one of those when I was around that age.
They had great guitars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could actually play it in... Apart from the like a K or you know some one of those with the look like Robin Hood's bow, you know, the neck was terrible. But this is it's wonderful because you have a tribute to your dad.
I do
in there, and I'd like to play that if you don't mind. I'd love to put that piece on.
It would be an honor. To.
And it's called Why.
Yeah.
Used to call me in the morning. Used to call me late at night. But now you don't call anymore. Talk all night long on the telephone. But now you don't call anymore. You know you used to call me daddy, oh daddy, oh daddy. But now you don't call anymore. Why, oh why, oh please tell me why you don't call anymore. Talk all night long on the telephone, but now you don't call anymore. Why, oh why, oh why, tell me why. Why you don't call anymore.
See, to me, that's a great thing to do. I wish I could do a tribute to my dad. I mean, I don't think my father played anything, but, you know, that's a wonderful thing. And you found that was on, what, a cassette?
It was on a cassette in his desk drawer 2 months after he passed away. I moved back to California from Nashville to see my dad through his bout with cancer, and he lost, unfortunately, at a young age of 65. And I was cleaning out his office, and there was this cassette, and here he is gone 2 months. I hit play, and my dad starts singing to me, right?
Oh, man.
So I had to put that on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glad to play it, too. I mean, you know, now a lot of people are going to get to hear your dad. Hopefully it'll make him smile.
Oh, he's smiling right now.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yes, man. It is.
So I'll tell you what, Sean, I want to thank you very, very much for joining us here on BluePower.com, taking the time and come and sit and go through all the hassles. But we do have a good time here.
John, it's a pleasure. And beyond the show, I hope we can maintain our friendship.
Absolutely.
Well.
That's absolutely. Awesome. You got it. And we're going to go out with Mr. Sean Jones, My Best Friend.
Yeah. Thanks.
Nothing compares to the way that I feel when I think of all the times that we shared. I followed in your footsteps and tried to make you proud. Took for granted that you'd always be there. And now I miss you more than ever, and I wish we be together for just a little longer. You could teach me to be stronger than I am. 'Cause you were my best friend. You left me your guitar. And every time I play it, hear the haunting sound of your sweet voice singing through the night by the campfire light. All the songs you taught me when I was a boy, and now I miss you more than ever, and I wish we'd be together for just a little longer. You could teach me to be stronger than I am, 'cause you were my best friend. Tell me what it's like on the other side, knowing you won't have to fight. It's worth every tear I've cried, 'cause you're not gonna suffer anymore. You slipped away and through the open door, and now I know what living here is for. But I miss you more than ever, and I wish we could be together for just a little longer. You could teach me to be stronger than I am, 'cause you were my best friend. You were my best friend.
Gentlemen, I want to thank Mr. Sean Jones one more time for coming by BluePower.com. This is your host, John Reese. Hope you had a wonderful time today. This is a marvelous show. I am blessed to be surrounded by such wonderfully and gifted, talented people. I'm the one that should be paying to do this. Actually, I am paying to do this. But I got to tell you, it is certainly worth it. You get a chance to see Mr. Sean Jones no matter where in the world you are. Make sure you drag yourself out, man, and plop yourself down for an evening of truly great entertainment. The man is marvelous, tremendous writer and gifted guitar player, and a gentleman on top of it. Thank you so much for being here, Sean. And
thank you, John.
Okay, man. And I'll see you again soon.
All right. I hope so.
You
sooner
take
than
care.
Later.
All right. Don't forget to tell Smotherman I said hello.
Absolutely.
All right.